Comptroller of the Inland Revenue Department, Kelvin Pompey, told NBC News that the deadline for the 2026 tax filing is on March 31, 2026.
The end of March is normally a period of heightened activity for the tax department, but with regard to the filing of returns, 31st March is the deadline for all employees to file returns, as well as self-employed persons and unincorporated businesses. So all employees, all self-employed persons and unincorporated businesses should file returns by March 31st. Additionally, companies with a December year end are also due to file returns come March 31st. So effectively, tomorrow would be the deadline for all employees to file, all self-employed persons and other unincorporated businesses, as well as companies with a December 31st year end. Just to remind persons again that returns are due 3 months after the end of the financial year of a company. So tomorrow, 31st March, would be the deadline for all those companies with a December year end and also for self-employed persons and employees.
Mr. Pompey warned that late filing or non-payment of taxes may result in fines and penalties.
Non-filing or late filing of return attracts a penalty for late filing, as well as interest of 1.5% per month on the outstanding balances if you have taxes owing. But persons who are filing and are due refund also, the earlier you file is essentially means that your refund would be placed ahead of the queue of others who come behind you. And so you file early, of course, you're going to get back your refund in a more timely manner. This year, we have gone fully online for employee filing. And so we would not be accepting any manual return for employees. Self-employed persons and unincorporated businesses would continue to use the manual returns, but for all employees, filing being done through our online system, www.etax.gov.vc. To date, we have filed a lot of persons, I would say thousands so far, who have filed and who have come to sort assistance in filing. And at this point, over the next 2 days, we anticipate a large influx of taxpayers, but our systems and the resources are ready to deal with this influx.
Mr. Pompey explained some of the key tax deadlines for 2026.
So companies with a December, March, June, and September year end, they would be required to pay their quarterly estimated tax come March 31st. Additionally, liquor licenses are payable in advance, so liquor licenses are due 31st March. And of course, we know our motor vehicle license, vehicles with last digit 3, and also vehicles in second half with last digit 9. Those payments are also due by March 31st. And of course, persons who would have had birthdays in the month of March or before who have not yet renewed their driver's license, those also would be due tomorrow. So we are encouraging persons to take the opportunity to come and to file early and to get whatever payments you have to make done in a timely manner. We also have tomorrow economic substance returns due, and so all companies with a financial year end ending November 30th are reminded that their economic substance returns must be submitted by March 31st. So we do expect that today, tomorrow, the last 2 days are going to be quite hectic at the department. We do expect to have long lines, but as I've been saying, we are putting in place digital solutions in terms of our online and e-filing system that we expect would reduce the number of persons who would have to come into the department to make payment or to file return.
Kelvin Pompey, Comptroller of the Inland Revenue Department. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.